I'm Rich Thomason. As the twisted steel of the once towering Francis Scott Key Bridge lies in the waters of the Patapsco River in Baltimore, the search goes on for the bodies of a half-dozen construction workers now presumed dead. They were on the span when it gave way early yesterday morning.
The search continues this morning for six workers with a construction crew who are presumed dead after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing the structure. Colonel Roland Butler with the Maryland State Police says conditions overnight were too dangerous for searchers.
The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water.
The six people who went into the water were part of a construction crew repairing potholes on the bridge. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNNews.com, trying to muzzle former President Trump.
A New York judge has issued a gag order barring Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. Granting a prosecution request for that order, Judge Juan Merchan cited Trump's previous comments about him, as well as others involved in the case.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court has heard arguments in a challenge to FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The high court being asked to compel the FDA to reinstate safety measures relating to the drug, while the Biden administration pushes for dismissal of the case. Rockets incoming, about 30 of them, launched from Lebanon into northern Israel earlier today. Hezbollah claims responsibility for the attack, which has been confirmed by the Israeli military. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 176 points higher. This is SRN News. There's a population bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that ultimately would have put abortion to a vote of the people in Louisiana has failed in the legislature. The measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the Louisiana Constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near-total ban on abortion approved by lawmakers shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Several states across the country will put abortion on the ballot this November. This is SRN News. Another deadly attack at a New York City subway station. A passenger pushed onto the tracks in front of an oncoming train.
The operator couldn't stop the train, and the victim was killed. The man suspected of shoving the victim onto the tracks has been arrested on a murder charge, 24-year-old Carlton McPherson. No details yet on why this happened. Several high-profile shootings and slashings in the last few months have scared many commuters. Earlier this month, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced she was sending National Guard troops to help conduct random bag checks in subway stations. I'm Rita Foley.
Court papers show a man accused of helping lead a human smuggling ring was warned about blizzard conditions before a family from India froze to death trying to cross into the U.S. The man is charged with seven counts of human smuggling related to the deaths of four family members. More details at SRNNews.com.